With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man facing multiple indecent assault charges involving a young girl takes the stand in his grand court trial. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks has more on the case against Ronaldo Taylor.
On Tuesday, the jury heard from several family members about the complainant. They described how they first learned of the allegations and the steps taken afterwards. The court heard that the disclosure led to significant tensions within the family, with communication breaking down after disagreements about how the matter should be handled. The mother of the complainant testified that she took the child for a medical examination and said she was distraught about learning of the allegations. On Wednesday, Mr. Taylor gave his account from the witness box. He rejected all allegations and denied ever behaving in the manner described. He said he had limited interactions with the child and denied instructing her where to sleep or standing over her in a bedroom. Crown Counsel challenged Mr. Taylor during cross-examination, putting the prosecution's case to him directly. Taylor rejected each assertion. The defense called an additional witness, the wife of Mr. Taylor, who said she had never been made aware of the allegations or any suspicion about her husband until the complainant's mother brought it to her attention. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
You're being reminded about the dangers of improperly disposing of batteries after a fire at the Georgetown landfill, discovered around 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning in a section of newly deposited waste on the western side of the landfill. Officials say firefighters, quote, quickly contained the blaze, while investigators have not yet determined the cause. Officials say the incident does highlight, though, the risks associated with flammable materials and household rubbish. Landfill workers reportedly dealt with four separate battery fires alone on Friday. Hence the reminder for you to keep batteries, especially lithium-ion batteries, out of regular household waste streams to, quote, reduce the risk of future fires. And you probably noticed July was pretty hot and pretty dry. The National Weather Service says total rainfall for the month was only 2.6 inches, well below the 5.3 usually seen in the seventh month of the year. The wettest day was July 23rd when Grand Cayman was blessed with 1.3 inches of rain. July saw the mercury hit 95.2 degrees on the 30th, the hottest day of the month, and the second highest max temperature for Grand Cayman since July 2023. The average temperature for the month was 87 degrees, also above the 30-year average of what July usually sees. Folks in the BRAC didn't fare much better. Total rainfall was just under 1 inch. The 10-year average is 2.3 for July. The BRAC's hottest day was on the 11th when the mercury hit 93.4 degrees. The monthly average was a bit higher than over in Grand Cayman at 88 degrees. No shocker, that was also above the 10-year average for Cayman BRAC. You can learn more by heading to weather.gov.ky. In regional news, remittance inflows across the Caribbean grew 5.9% in the first quarter of 2026, but a recent report from the Inter-American Development Bank shows the pace of growth has decelerated. The IDB attributed the cooling to savings finance transfers and additional working hours among migrants. A remittance is money sent from one person to another, often describing funds sent by a foreign or migrant worker back to their home country. During the quarter, Haiti led the region at 12%. Remittances across Latin America and the Caribbean hit a record $173 billion U.S. dollars in 2025, up more than 7% year on year. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Ukrainian drone attacks have left pools of black smoke over the Russian city of Yaroslavl, home to one of the biggest oil refineries. President Zelensky said targeting this and another in Bashkortostan was aimed at cutting Russia's oil revenues. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has received a red carpet welcome in Thailand as he seeks to break his diplomatic isolation. Human rights groups say the visit gives legitimacy to a brutal military regime. Indonesia is to export nearly 2,000 endangered long-tailed macaques to the United States for laboratory testing. Indonesia says they're a local pest, but welfare groups say the primate's survival is threatened. North Korea has fired an unidentified missile near Japan, marking another step in its ongoing military buildup. On Wednesday, Pyongyang accused Japan of becoming a war state. Pakistan says it hopes work on an agreement between Iran and Oman over the Strait of Hormuz will lead to Washington and Tehran resuming talks. Neither the US nor Oman has commented on Iran's claim that it has almost agreed a new route through the strait. BBC News.